Happy New Year, everybody. We have kickoff here in less than about 30 minutes, actually, probably 45, because they like to slow play it. It's never right at noon. Joined by Nick and Q. Boys, I think the Penn State game went exactly like we all kind of thought it would. That may be why Todd's not here. I know he really liked Boise State. But all jokes aside, what did you guys see last night? And what did you take away from that game?
I think it was basically how we said it was going to go. They just kind of handled them up front, offensive line, defensive line. I was impressed. Like I said on the show yesterday, I said I didn't think Maddox Mattson could keep him close. He played well, I thought. Like, as for somebody who was under pressure most of the game, he made a couple bad reads and some bad throws. I mean, that one play the safety made where he literally covered half the field is just not something he's probably seen all year. Like, nobody out west that they've played has a safety that's going to be an NFL guy that can cover half the field. So, worked out how we planned. But that path just seems so easy now. SMU, Boise State, and now they're sitting at home waiting for a winner of Notre Dame, Georgia, which I think will be a much better matchup.
Yeah. Q?
Yeah, I missed yesterday's show. I thought you guys hit spot on. I will say this. I actually thought, obviously, Franklin doesn't call the plays anymore. I thought he called a pretty good game. I will say it was a little refreshing to see Aller throw the ball so well. Now, it didn't necessarily translate, and that's because Ty Warren and a couple other guys dropped some pretty spot-on balls. But I thought he threw really well. He just didn't capitalize on that. I think they're going to have to throw, and maybe that was them kind of working in the offense. They're going to have to throw to win a national championship. You're not just going to be able to rely on Singleton, Allen, and Aller being able to run the ball. I was impressed with Penn State's defense. Most of the game, they didn't have Abdul Carter either. He's out on the sideline a lot. And I thought the guys stepped up. Take away the few penalties 77 had consistently. And I thought Penn State actually played a near-perfect game.
All right, let's get into the Peach Bowl here starting shortly. You've got Texas taking on Arizona State. We kind of touched on it last night. We figure it's going to be a heavy dose of Cam Scataboo. What kind of Quinn Ewers shows up? I don't know if you saw the little exchange about Sam Levitt saying, you know, he's ready to get out there and prove that he's the better quarterback. Quinn kind of playing it low key. What do you guys think of this? Nick, I'll go to you first. Do you think Arizona State has a chance to pull the upset down at dad?
Welcome to Kid
Life. To a almost 14-point dog here.
I just took Arizona State. I just played him at 14. Hard Rock has it at only at minus 115. So I was just – because I was waiting for that as close to the game as possible. I was hoping more Texas money came in. The books were never going to let that actually pop up. So kind of moved the needle a little bit to get 14. I think it plays out kind of how the Clemson game did, to be honest. I could see Texas kind of getting out in front, but then like a backdoor type of cover at Arizona State. I just don't see – I'm more worried about Arizona State's defense here than I am really their offense. I think they'll get some points, even though this Texas defense is possibly the best in the country. So I can see – I think the total's right about where it should be, around that 52-55 mark. So I'm going to – like Texas wins, I believe, but I'm hoping kind of it's like a backdoor cover situation, and two touchdowns just seems like a lot.
Q?
Yeah, I'm in line with Nick. I think when you're comparing maybe Arizona State to that Boise State, I think Arizona State's more complete offense. I think Levitt throws the ball a little better. I think the receiver's a little more polished. Obviously, Scataboo. I think Scataboo's a little more all-around better than Jenty. In the sense of, like, you can kind of use him in a short pass game as well. Texas actually was giving up a ton of yards to Maffa when they played Clemson until he got hurt in that first half. Scataboo is going to be able to run against Virginia. I do think that Texas will score pretty much at will. To Nick's point, you know, the Arizona State's defense isn't, you know, maybe the greatest in the country. But I don't think Arizona State's going to have as tough as a time scoring as Boise State did last night. I think they can keep it within that 14 number. I took that myself. And I think Scataboo gets in the end zone.
Interestingly enough, our website has Texas an 8-point favorite here. They had Penn State a 10-point favorite last night, winning 31-21. That game, of course, ending 31-14. If Boise doesn't get all those turnovers, I feel like 31-21 is probably that number. So I may have to join y'all and take Arizona State plus these near two touchdowns. I think Texas is overrated, though. I'm just not very impressed with what I've seen out of them. Rose Bowl preview. We've got Ohio State taking on Oregon in the inevitable rematch. We thought we were getting it in the Big Ten Championship. We didn't. The College Football Playoff Committee still just absolutely screwed Oregon, because I feel like this could be the two best teams in the country facing off against each other today. Do you think Ohio State wins in the rematch? And how hot is Ryan Day's seat if he does not win this game? Q?
If he keeps it close, I think he stays. Sadly, I'd like to see Brian Hartline get that job. I think he deserves it. I think the players would want that. If they get blown out by 10-plus, then I think his seat gets very hot. I think this is going to be high scoring. I took team total over 26.5 for Oregon. I also took the over. I think it's going to be back and forth. And I did also take Oregon alt money, alt line plus 4. I think this game's another field goal game. I think both offenses will keep each other in check. As long as Will Howard can throw that fade like he did to Jeremiah Smith against Tennessee, I think they're going to stay right in it.
Ken says he's on the over in this game. Nick, what are you doing in this one?
Yep, I'm on the over as well. I think I mentioned this one last week or so. I took it probably a week ago at 55. It's pretty much 55.5. It hasn't moved a whole lot. I think there's going to be points here. Love that key play of team total. I think the winner here gets probably in the mid-30s, which means you'll need 20 out of the other. And, like, I also expect it to be close. I'm taking Oregon here. Haven't played it yet because I'm waiting to see if we can get a plus 3. A lot of money's on Ohio State right now. Once again, books are smart, though. I don't know if we get it. So I might have to spend a little bit of juice, buy it up to plus 3, and then I will also sprinkle a little bit on the money line. I think the best one right now is plus 125. I think Oregon's a better team here. So, yeah, given it plus money, I will take it.
Wow, I just got Arizona State plus 14.5 minus 120 on BetSaris. This is insane.
Arkansas, man.
I don't think Texas is that much higher than Arizona State should be. In this one, I don't know. I've got a huge ticket on Oregon to win it all. I'm going to be rooting for that one. I haven't decided if I want to hedge it and take Ohio State. You guys know by now, I hate rooting for Ohio State.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this is the game that Ohio State wins, though, unfortunately. But Dan Lanning has showed all season long he has not had that letdown spot yet. They are the clear-cut best team in the country. Hopefully they can prove it. But did you guys see Dylan Gabriel's interview that he had the other day about playing at Domes?
Yeah.
So, it seems weird. Yeah, it was very – he was like, yeah.
I don't know how to take that.
Let's do that. Yeah. That was very – looked a little high, if we're being honest. I also don't understand why this game isn't in the earlier slot. I feel like this should be the late game, being on the West Coast. But let's go to the late game down in New Orleans. You've got Notre Dame. I think we have a fan in here versus the Georgia Bulldogs and Gunnar Stockton. Nick gave out Gunnar Stockton's over rushing prop last night. Hopefully you guys jumped on that, because I think that number is long gone. Notre Dame out to a one-point favorite somewhere in that ballpark, total 55.5. Nick? Give me your read on the Fighting Irish here. Are they going to do it?
I hope so. I'm not nervous yet, but I will be probably around halftime of that Rose Bowl game. It'll start to really kick in. But no, I think this, we've been kind of saying it all year, this isn't your typical Georgia team. They're still great defensively, don't get me wrong. Great offensively to an extent. But like I was talking the other day, and it's, where do you think Georgia has the positional advantage? Like quarterback, I would take Notre Dame. Running back, I would take Notre Dame. ETN being healthy makes it closer, but I still think Jeremiah Love's kind of on a different level. Receivers, technically both teams have terrible receiving cores. Georgia's is leading the country in drops. Notre Dame just has nobody really that scares you. Offensive line, I'll take Notre Dame. Defensive line, I'll take Notre Dame / Georgia. And then linebacker, Georgia, but then secondary, definitely Notre Dame. So it's like there's no huge advantage here for Georgia, so I see why it's a pick 'em. biggest thing for me is look at Georgia against running quarterbacks. Like, look at Haynes King ran for 110 and three touchdowns. We don't have to talk about what Jalen Milroe did in the first, had over 100 yards rushing in the first half. The UMass quarterback ran for 60 yards against them. So I think they're kind of struggling with the quarterback position. So if Riley Leonard stays, if he stays healthy and like doesn't have any turnovers or big mistakes, I can really see Notre Dame pulling this one off.
Q?
I'm saying Georgia minus one. And Nick, I mean, I can't dispute anything Nick says. Mm-hmm. The thing that I'm hedging on is Kirby Smart's tough to beat. He's now had 2 weeks to prepare for Notre Dame, whereas Notre Dame only had one. Now, am I going to sit here and say Notre Dame probably didn't look at any film when they were playing Indiana? Because I don't think that's the case. I think they kind of knew the result. But to say the least, I think Georgia is going to get a little healthier having that break. Obviously, the quarterback position, Gunnar Stockton doesn't have a lot of film on him, so I think that could be a slight advantage, at least in the first half for Georgia. Take advantage of that. If they can't, then it's going to be a long day for the Bulldogs. But I do think it is an under. I took under 46. I think that's a pretty strong play because I think both defenses, like Nick said, both defenses are good, but they're going to keep them in the game. If you're Georgia, it's going to be a lot of ETN run heavy, you know, Gunnar Stockton running in a play read option. So I think this game, a lot of clock's going to be eaten up. Take the under and take it with confidence.
That's the one thing looking at Notre Dame's advanced analytics. Defensive success rate against the rush, they are ranked 64th in the country. That is really surprising. They're first against the drop back, but 64th against the run. And I feel like Georgia, having Gunnar Stockton in there, having ETN, they are going to run the ball a lot. Yeah. And I feel like they'll have some success with it. It's basically a coin flip on our website. You got 25.65 points and 25.23. I want Notre Dame to win, but again, kind of like the Ohio State-Oregon game where I just feel like this is Ohio State's game to win. This is probably Georgia's game to win, and I hope I'm wrong. But we've seen this time and time again. Kirby Smart, playoffs, makes magic happen. Even with a backup quarterback, I think it's possible he does it today. Freeman's going to have one hell of a game plan, I feel like, to beat him. Because I do feel like Kirby's got the coaching advantage here. But, look, Gunnar Stockton, he could come out there and look just absolutely shell-shocked. And we may be like, all right, Notre Dame's going to run away with this. I don't know. We have so much parity in college football. That's what I'm most happy about this play out, the playoff, just letting these teams play out and show that, all right, yeah, the SEC isn't far and away better. That's why I think Texas is overrated. And I think we're going to see it today. Maybe we'll see it with Georgia as well. You guys have anything else as we wrap it up? I'm trying to get in on a ETN rushing prop now after seeing that Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm. I think touches it about 25 times. They're going to run a lot of short screens too. A lot of those, like, sort of in a stat book, they're considered passes, the little pitch forward as the running back or receivers coming across. But yeah, you're going to see a lot of run heavy, a lot of screen options for Georgia.
And I think it'll mostly be him too. So I'm not sure if there's like a carries prop because Nate Frazier, who's been kind of filling in for him lately, has had massive fumble issues. So I think if ETN really is truly healthy, he's going to get 95% of the carries in this one.
Yeah.
How does it feel to live in states that have good sports betting options?
Well, Virginia's not.
So we've got – I have Gunnar Stockton over 24.5 rushing yards.
Dang, it literally doubled from yesterday.
Jeremiah Love over 66.5. Riley Leonard over 42.5. ETN over 85.5. I don't love any of those.
I don't like the Leonard. I think Georgia's going to spy him. I think they've had enough time game playing it. I'd probably actually take the under on that.
Ken says no college prop bets here.
Yeah.
I heard that they were trying to outlaw him. Like they're going to do away with it.
Yeah.
Player
ETN's rush attempts is at 16.5.
Okay, Nick, tell me if you like this. This is total passing and rushing yards. Riley Leonard, Gunnar Stockton. Riley Leonard's set at over 222.5. over under.
So that's
passing
that's
and rushing.
Projecting, yeah, so that's projecting about 180 passing yards and 40 rushing yards.
Yep.
Gunnar Stockton against Q. I think he runs more than 40
and a half.
But I think it's probably. I think they might both be under. Honestly, like because if we think if this scoring is going to be, if we think this game is going to be as low scoring as we think, neither coach is going to want to make mistakes. So I do think it's low scoring. I'm not sure how much they air it out. I don't know. I have a hard time. Bad thing is with that prop, it's like one explosive play and you lose.
So Jeremiah Love.
That one I like. Over 67. So, and I will say this. That's like an insider type of thing. They've been saving him. Like they look like he's had 7, 8. He barely has had double-digit carries like in any game this year. They haven't had to. I think this is one where they're going to use him. And I think his rushing prop is at 14 and a half. So that's 67, I think, is what the rushing yards was. Yeah, I would play that one.
I'll tell you what, look at both kickers, see what their field goal over under is. I think you could see a lot of field goals.
Don't touch their names. Their kicker is brutal.
Georgia's going to get blocked.
First touchdown scorer in Texas, Arizona State. Cam Scottaboo plus 370. Want any part of that?
No, because you're screwed if Texas gets the ball first. You're going to go right down.
Probably so. I am going to bet on Sam Levitt. Let me see if I can get those props, the passing and rushing. Trying to form a bet because right now all I've got is I'm going to bet the Georgia-Notre Dame game. I'm not sure how yet. I'll probably take Ohio State money line just as a semi-hedge against my Oregon future.
I think the under is the
– I took Arizona State plus 14 and a half minus 120, but other than that, we're running a betting show, and I don't have very many bets.
three games. I think I have basically four because, Arizona State plus 14 – I will be taking Notre Dame money line and then, playing Oregon two different ways. We're going to have some on their money line and plus three.
All right. Sam Levitt over total passing and rushing 189.5. I'm going to bet it.
That's
Go prove it, kid. Go prove it, kid.
Yeah, I like
it. Talk to your smack.
I like that over. Yeah.
That's attainable.
Especially if they're playing from behind.
Yeah.
There we go. Log in to place a bet. What is this?
I thought a lot of people are on the Scatterloo receiving yards, too. A lot of people are on that.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be able to move the ball. I don't think Texas's defense is very good.
Move the ball against Texas, in my opinion, pretty well. They threw a pick. I think they had a fumble. It wasn't like Texas was stopping them.
Yeah.
I think the issue is I think they move it between the 25s and 20s. I just think I think that might be where they stall out and don't get in the end zone as much as like to keep it close enough.
I think if Moffa stays in that game, it's a lot closer than what it was. I mean, Clemson's backdoored it on, the 14, but with Moffa, they had a serious shot to win the game.
All right.
Also have the over in Ohio State, Oregon. Forgot to mention that.
Game total successful field goals, Texas, Arizona State. Over 2.5 is plus money. I think we get three field goals.
Wait, combined?
Yeah. Total successful field goals, over 2.5 plus 112. We have a lot of prop bets here. The lines are probably crap, but
I would look at a total field goal on the Notre Dame Georgia.
Player offense. Player rushing and receiving.
I think we lost Nick.
I got both of them. Cam, 132.5 rushing and receiving. That's a lot of yards.
I don't know if he gets that. Lost Nick.
No. Adios, Nick. Well,
we can wrap it up.
All right. You have anything else? Here.
We'll see Nick.
Yeah, we'll see. Nick is seeing ghosts now.
Yeah.
His spirit has been captured. All right. So for Nick, Q, and our Smitty-less selves. We will see you guys later on this week, probably for a recap of what we've seen in the college football playoff and what we've got going forward. So happy new year, guys. We'll see you next time.